Good morning.
Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream. All right, have a theme for our session.
That it is not as bad as it seems.
Yes, ultimately, there's a happy ending to this cliffhanger soap opera since our last session. Never tell me I have blind sides, because you know how I take stuff like that. I went crazy. I did everything I wasn't supposed to do, according to our guidelines for me, but in any event, okay. The theme is, I'm going to read you this a little bit, and then we're going to go forward. Okay. Let me start with Camden first, okay? Bye, honey. Have a good day. Okay. I'm going to read this to you from Camden. My story that I'm sharing is that last Wednesday morning, October 5th, 2016, I woke up to a depression that I had not ever experienced before. One large and deep black hole of desperation that escaped me in a fog of sorrowfulness that had no context. I forced myself to move into my normal routine, but it was a major chore. And as I explored the memory of previous events, they didn't match my emotional desolation. I was confused. The next day, my son jumped off a bridge. And the following day, Friday, I found out about it. I knew then in my heart of hearts that it was a gift to me, a small, brief taste of the desperation of no choice and heartbreak of no self-value. I felt his bravery. Then she wrote, thank you, Elias, for the years and years of droning on and on about the trauma of the shift. It was speculation then. It was concept. But when the rubber meets the road of physical experience, it works. I can't fully explain my gratefulness for connection. Connection that wasn't there in life experience, but abounds now in a taste of utopia. Something that I had that I trust will increase over time as I explore the merits of connection beyond physical limitation, and feels like touching the face of godliness. Okay, so I immediately wrote her and said I'm having a session. Let me offer a piece of my session. So she wrote this to you. She had just had a question. Her question to you. I'm having problems with others who don't truly understand my feelings due to their strong religious beliefs. They don't understand my reactions and my connection to Greg. I don't know how to respect their beliefs and honor my desire to be genuine to myself. His advice would be helpful. And then she threw in, it's been so difficult for him his entire life being intermediate in a family of commons. So, there's our Camden.
My response is the most effective manner to honor yourself and your direction is to stop looking for and concentrating on the differences and what seems to be obstacles, and begin looking at the similarities. There are so many of you now that incorporates such difficulty with other individuals that express strong religious beliefs. What I would say to that is they're not so different. That they your great faith in what they cannot see. They are emotional beings, just the same as yourselves. They feel, they hurt, they become frustrated, they become angry, they experience despair and elation, the same as you. In that, rather than concentrating on the religious aspects, which I acknowledge seems surfacely to be a considerable factor because of the language, because of the words that are used, and expressing those words in a context of religion or God or Jesus. But if you can look beyond the words that are being used and look to the experiences and the intentions, regardless of whether the intentions include concepts of God, you all look to believing, not belief systems, believing in something that incorporates what you perceive to be more knowledge than yourself in the moment. Many individuals term that to be God. Some individuals term that to be essence. But in this, you can find the commonality if you are open to it, rather than being closed by concentrating on the difference. In this type of situation, you may have information in relation to your perception of what created tremendous pain and sorrow and despair for your son. And you word that in a particular manner. That does not mean that other individuals that word in a different manner cannot connect. I would express they may actually express an ability to connect more genuinely than many individuals that share the same information as yourself, who express in words and concept rather than real experience. And in that, the individual that expresses that faith in what is unseen may use different words, but may actually have the same wish and perception of death and what is beyond death as yourself.
Beautiful.
And I express my energy in tremendous comfort and great acknowledgement in the application of information to a degree that in a considerably challenging time framework, you can discover peace and solace within yourself amidst the sorrow.
Yes, thank you. You're very welcome. Much. That's a hard act to follow. Okay. Okay. Vivian has a quick question. Regarding Michael's work, it's timing, right? Meaning his job hunt. It's just a matter of timing, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, God, here's a fun...
And not to panic,
honey. He just said not to panic. Okay. I've been meaning to tell you this. I recently found a future focus, not so future, that is very involved in the world of beef, chicken, fish cloning for food. Sort of a forerunner of the replicating machines on Star Trek that's going to change the bad blueprint or the toxic footprint of the way we slaughter animals now, fish included and birds and everybody. And it's going to have the same amino acid content, this protein. It's a derivative of, it's somehow it's cloned. Anyway, long story short, I'm either in part of the invention, the promotion, part of a significant partner in the business, something like that. And which is really cool to me because really, isn't that true that I do?
Yes.
At the man.
Yes.
Fine. Onward to the day. No wonder. Okay, so, speaking of depression, and I just was on the Elias list, and the interconnectedness of Jan and Rose and me got me out of it with a little help from my other friends like Anne and several other people. It was pretty cool. And I didn't have to, like, buy a blow-up bed. Nobody came to my house. I did it online. Anyway, very efficient. I'm laughing now. I was so depressed. Okay. Sunday, I had a really dark day, and I couldn't pull out, and I couldn't connect the dots. And I kept spinning and spinning, and it's been building up. I've been in and out of this depression since I last talked to you. You know, the first part was, oh, great, I have no identity if I can't, I don't know what's going on with me if I can't be an example. He didn't say that. Okay, then
correct.
What? Don't interrupt. I'm not done yet. So, and then I thought, well, I know it's not that I should just shut up. He would never say that to me. So what is it? And I realized, ta-da, it's a big chunk of what I perceive my identity to be. Aha. So the plot started to unravel once I realized how closely aligned I am to my image and identity and being a certain way and being all things to all men. Let Jesus do that. Oh, sorry, he's dead. Anyway, I'm jocular about it now, but it was a hard, exposing, embarrassing, shitty thing to look at. But I really looked at it and I went, okay, I'm not going to push. I'm not going to get mad at you because you'll just get mad at me back, Doris. I call her Doris when she gets like this. And we formed a sort of detente, and I told her I'm never going to kill her, but we really got to come to Jesus on this one, because I need to get on with my life and not, I'm not looking for utopia. I'm just looking not to be depressed. Okay. Coupled with all of that exposure business, which, do you want to take 2 seconds and go, yes, you're correct about the,
yeah.
Thanks. I'll just keep going. Thank you. He's laughing. I was so depressed. Anyway, it was so awful. Anyway, so then I thought, wait, it's possible I need a little more foods that boost serotonin. Like, and so I went online. This is just after the depression, after I identified the identity piece and did start to feel better. I speculated too that it could be maybe also my body telling me to up the carbs a little bit, but I really, the carbohydrates. So I thought, okay, what can I do to up carbs and maybe some serotonin too? So I looked up all these foods, mussels. I love mussels. Cherry tomatoes, low carb foods, tuna, eggs, turkey for tryptophan. I'm already sort of eating those foods, except I ate a basket of cherry tomatoes last night because they were so great. I just mowed right through them. And I really did feel better afterwards. But anyway, that's another story. Am I on the right track with eating more serotonin-boosting carbs?
Yes.
Couldn't hurt?
Correct.
But I don't have to exceed 30 carbs at the same time?
Correct.
Thank you, brother. Sister. Now, okay, I stopped taking iodine after I talked to you because I thought, okay, let's just keep, I mean, I had been not taking it for 3 weeks, so I just continued on because I thought, okay, I need to deal with this susceptibility, suggestibility, and my whole dynamic changed on the iodine list. I just visit now and then. It increased on my ketogenic list because that's really where I feel the most camaraderie with people because we're doing the same thing. But I stopped iodine because I didn't know if I should even take it or if I needed to. And I got confused, and I'm still confused. I don't know if I should take the 6.5 milligram tablet. I don't want to do anything proactively. I kind of took you maybe too black and white, but I don't want to. I'm questioning myself. What do you think?
I would say this is excellent.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because this is a movement beyond what you have known.
Right.
It is a step in a direction that is different. When I have engaged conversations with you, about supplements, about food, about different diets.
15 years.
And what you're doing and what you're not doing. Generally, although there are exceptions, generally, I respond to you in relation to what is not harmful to you. Not what is tremendously beneficial to
you. But what won't kill you.
But what won't hurt you. And the reason for that is that you become so passionate about what you are doing. And it is a natural flow for you to investigate, to research, to move in different directions about the same subject. That is actually a natural flow for you. And your passion is being expressed. And therefore, I would not move in a direction to suggest in any manner to squelch that. For that is important.
Right.
Does that mean that all of these different supplements and different directions that you move in are necessarily tremendously beneficial to you? Definitely no.
Yeah.
But they are not harmful. And when they are harmful, I express that
yes,
to you.
Yes, you have.
In this action of continuing in your natural flow and in your direction of interest and passion in relation to food and image is natural for you. But moving in a direction of questioning these supplements that you have been so passionate about previously is a tremendous step forward.
Oh, goody. So I'm shining a light in the blind spot.
You are.
Okay, so Tompkin, it's okay if you say I told you.
Spotlight.
And spotlight it. Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good. So, because I think I took that blind spot word and started applying it to areas we didn't ever discuss. And then I really went down a rat hole. Okay, bringing it back. Thank you. I put a spotlight on this specific blind spot. Yes, Tompkin, you can say I told you so. Go ahead. Whatever. Anyway.
I would express this as excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This is a piece that generally continues to create questions for you, ups and downs, extremes, and it very much moves in a direction in which it influences you to have these blind spots because it is such an obvious direction of you not trusting yourself
yes.
and being uncertain.
Yes, which should be a clue by now, but it wasn't. It just it had
everything in everyone's time.
Yeah, everything in everyone's time. Did you invent that? Very good. Sorry, go on.
In this very moment.
In this moment, you're still waxing elephants. Okay.
I would express to you that that is the point. You generate these experiences for the experience.
Right.
And that gives you information.
Right.
And it allows you to experiment. And as you experience, then eventually you begin to evaluate, is this experience, are these experiences actually part of my guidelines or my natural
right.
flow? Or is it that I am exploring that because I didn't know what my natural flow is?
And I was afraid, the fear piece of not, of something, of proactively projecting, I better protect myself. That was big. That was hard to look at. And like, and I'm...
Congratulations.
That is part of the identity thing, I guess, too. You said that before.
And
okay.
That is enormous.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Twink said you would say that, and I went, I don't believe you. I'm just talking to myself. Okay. No. I acknowledge me.
Excellent. For that is genuinely worth it.
Yeah, this leads me to this other weird way to say this, but you told me when my living room was completed, which it has been for about a year, a year now, year and a half-ish, that I would be shifted, 100% shifted. And I thought, God, it's the first time Elias has ever lied. How could I be this depressed and be shifted? I am so depressed. This is Sunday. And I thought, wait. He wasn't kidding. And he didn't say that just because you're shifted, there was not going to be depression or gloomy days.
And also, this is one piece that I have expressed to other individuals and that could be applied to everyone.
And that is?
Once you move in that direction of being fully shifted, as with anything else, any other choice, it is not a matter of, I made this choice and now ever after it will be this.
Oh, I could fall out of being fully shifted.
Very easily.
And I do all the time.
In this, it is a matter of maintaining. And how you do that is you practice until it becomes automatic.
Think I'll get there from here?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. That's encouraging news.
But it is the same as anything. It is a matter of choice. You're not destined.
Right.
Or fated.
Right.
To shift, and therefore you generate one decision and it is ever after set in stone.
Right.
No. You generate that choice every moment, every day of your existence. What? And you do it consistently or maintain it consistently by practicing to the point in which it is automatic.
Okay, so I was cruising on automatic pretty good, and then I hit this iodine experience. And I felt like the diversion, now that we're talking about this, was purposeful to get me back. It was very efficient. It did a lot of things. It motivated me to check some identity pieces, and you told me about my blind spot. I don't think I would have found it unless I had let myself I would have found it, but I found it.
Perhaps not.
But it may have taken a long time, or maybe I would have never. So I'm really grateful to me that I let you, that this whole thing happened, in other words.
It has all been purposeful.
It's all been purposeful. Yes. Thank you. Okay, so. I really like me today. What a break.
Excellent.
Hey, I think Jan Sprague and I are parallel counterparts.
Not quite. But
pretty close.
Very similar.
Very similar. We are counterparts.
Yes.
And I think that Rose and I are counterparts.
Yes.
Rose. We're getting close, me and Rose. Anyway, so Jan and I are almost parallel counterparts. Rose and I are counterparts. And I'll be in Scotland before you. Oh no, my session is over. Okay, two more minutes. All right, wait, hold on. Okay. Sal, I went through a terrible thing with Sal where I didn't trust him because he broke his hip, he's very busy, and I triggered something with him and I became very insecure about him and I thought he didn't like me anymore because he didn't communicate with him. Classic example of finally me realizing I didn't pause and realize he's going through so much stuff and he's such a disciplined musician. He didn't even hardly think about me. He just assumed I was okay because I told him I was. Silly thought-focused person. Why do you listen to emotional-focused people? Anyway, we don't ever mean what we say. But anyway, long story short, I reached out to him, and he was happy to hear from me and very apologetic that he caused me any kind of distress. And I thought, I'm fucking losing my mind. I'm so embarrassed. Why do I do this to myself? So, and don't tell me to be present or really I'll be mad at you, but I lost it's happened a couple of times, so I'm paying attention to is it maybe something I need to pay attention with in relationship to having a relationship with him? Or is it something I just need to, because I like him a lot. We like each other, I think. But I'm not comfortable that this keeps happening. And I'm not clear exactly why it keeps happening, that I go into such distrust.
All what we have been discussing is a part of that.
Really?
And therefore, moving in this direction will be considerably helpful.
Because I'll be balanced in how I relate to him. Yeah, I'll be more shifted in how I relate to him. I'll be so wide. Fuck, I'll fall through the cracks of the floor of my bedroom. Okay, I get it. Okay. All right, well, listen. Things never are as bad as they seem, and that's the truth. I sure want to keep moving on here and figure it out and whatever.
Remind yourself to discern what is important to you.
Period.
In whatever moment.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And that means...
Which also means discerning how many expressions are not actually important.
Going and coming. And if I don't want to go to Las Vegas, I don't have to.
Correct.
Thank you. My mother, honest to God, doesn't care. She's so busy living life. If she can talk to me once a week and download and hang up, she's happy. Is she a leader personality?
No.
Oh, she isn't. Oh, well, okay. Well, anyway. So, she's cool. And she's cool with me. And I know she's okay. And that's the only reason I would go. I don't need to go. Absolutely, that's what I keep telling you. All right, listen. See you in Hinsdale. I love you so much. This dog, ridiculous dog. She's on my lap.
Strong.
She's a strong, isn't she? You little shit. She's all sparky when I walk in. I go, don't you know you're dying? Will you knock it off? She's like, just in my time, not your time. Thank you very much.
Quite so.
Quite so. Yeah. I'm really proud of Mare. I know you're loving her from inside. Yeah, yesterday you were a bad dog. Okay, so, all right. I love you. We all love you.
And I express the same to you.
Thank you, my friend.
And shall we anticipate our next meeting?
Yes.
Congratulations. And continue on.
Amen. Thank you. I love you.
Wondrous loveliness to you, my dear friend.
Ditto.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.